This episode is brought to you by EmilyNow.ca. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner in Canada or the state of California, and you think your business might need some money, then you need to get over to EmilyNow.ca, where in 90 seconds or less, you can create a profile, get it out to bankers, and begin immediately receiving responses from them about whether or not they're interested in seeing your deal or whether or not they're just going to take a pass. Entrepreneurs and business owners find it very frustrating to deal with bankers, to get the money that they need, to understand what's involved, to get their head around all the details. And by jumping on EmilyNow.ca, you can get answers to all of those questions. But more importantly, before you get too far down the road, you can see whether or not bankers are even interested in seeing what it is you need money for. So if you're an entrepreneur or business owner and you think your business needs money, go to MLENOW.ca today to get started.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
What problem your business trying to solve?
Playing defense means your best upside is to not lose ground. Playing offense means your best upside is to gain ground.
What can your business do to 100x its revenue and profit?
Welcome to this episode of Dylan's Podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help make your business awesome, and I hope to do that by taking some of the latest headlines out in the news this week and spinning them in such a way that you get to understand what it means for your business, and more importantly, how your business might benefit from some of the things happening out in the real world. I'm an entrepreneur of almost 16 years now. I'm a finance guy in particular, and I love sharing my thoughts and my lessons because I've learned a lot of them, and hopefully that you can benefit from it. I know you're busy, so I'm going to make sure that the topics I pick help you do more, and who knows, maybe even leave a stone in your shoe. So let's get started with this episode, in which I'm going to talk about CIBC, which is a bank here in Canada, downgrading their 2016 outlook for Canada, which I find very interesting, and sort of a sitting duck opportunity for many good businesses. I'm also going to chat about interest rates going up, and as a business owner, what you should know about that or what that might mean for you. And then I'm going to finish up with the announcement of the kale salad by McDonald's and some of the things that your business and my business can learn from either that mistake or that product that McDonald's has launched. So I want to start off first by talking about the downgrade that CIBC made for Canada. This is actually the second time this has happened. And so obviously when these bankers and these economists go to the marketplace to hold press releases and sort of give their guidance on what they think, you know, the world at large being stock markets and big corporations, you know, they really need to pay attention to that information. But if you're running a sound business, if you're serving customers and in your own way are running or trying to serve people every day, I think that these economic forecasts oftentimes don't add a lot of value to your life and my life. Quite frankly, as entrepreneurs, we're very much aware of where our shortcomings are and what we're trying to do. If there's anything positive about a downgrade in an economic outlook, it's that it should signal to entrepreneurs that are in those marketplaces where things aren't going to be very good that it's time to get serious about what you're doing. And one of the biggest opportunities that I'm seeing right now, and I think this opportunity is going to be around for a really long time, is that companies, businesses used to, or maybe even today, still hire people to simply transpose information. And so and those same people, I think, can be reused in a new way. And so let me explain sort of what I think of that. When you think of an accounts payable clerk or an accounts receivable clerk, or you think of somebody managing inventory, or you even think of your bookkeeper, a lot of times what they're doing is they're taking information from you know, your customers, and they're taking photocopies or scans of pieces of paper, and they're cutting checks, and they're doing reconciliations. And basically, they're just trying to make information come together so that as entrepreneurs, we've got something to make a sound business decision off of. But what I'm noticing, certainly in the last little while, you know, maybe a year or two, is that technology is getting really, really good at doing the manual labor part, I'll call it, for lack of a better word. So for example, if you have a POS machine, Your POS machines can now just dump directly into your accounting system. So it used to be that you probably had a person that did that. But now, you don't need that. With a lot of the advances that are being made in software, you can attach third-party applications to your POS machine that just allows this data to come in. So what that means is that same person that used to just record information for you can now be used to actually help you understand what that information means. So instead of just pushing data back and forth between systems and reports and doing VLOOKUPs in Excel, for all of you Excel junkies out there, that those same people can now be used to actually help you as an entrepreneur start to make some business decisions. And I have to point out the obvious. Software is also making it easier for us to reduce our overhead. So whereas we may have needed a whole bunch of people before to do a lot of manual work with information and data and copying and pasting and scanning and saving, now we can use fewer people to help us interpret that data and actually use it. So we can maybe retool the resources that we have. So instead of using them to look at boring, dry information, we can actually turn them now and actually help them make the customer experience better with our product or service. Or maybe we can get them involved in heightening how we choose to deliver our product or service to the marketplace by maybe creating better content or engaging with an audience that we weren't able to do before. So instead of having these people pushing around information, now we can actually get them helping us to make our businesses better. So when we see that someone like CIBC or a company like CIBC downgrades their outlook for any part of the economy, what it should signal to the entrepreneurs in those parts of the economy is that they really got to pull up their socks and they got to get to work. And one of the ways that they can do that is they can look for some inefficiencies and look to reposition their teams into activities that can generate them more revenue and can generate them, obviously, more profit. And so maybe a business needs money in order to do that. And our sponsor, emilynow.ca, is a great place for entrepreneurs and business owners to see if they've got access to that kind of capital. But at the end of the day, economic downturns should only scare the business owners that don't really know their business very well. And that can extend into maybe not knowing your profit margin, not margins, maybe not knowing exactly what business you're in. But for us businesses that have been around for a little while, this should really just force us to roll up our sleeves and get to work. And right on the back of the negative news coming from CIBC about their downgrade in their outlook for Canada, there's talk about interest rates going up and what that means for the marketplace. I think for businesses that need money, they're always concerned about interest rates, but the truth is interest rates going up or down tend not to directly affect the businesses that are out there actually making the market happen. When you think of big corporations, they need to be concerned about interest rates going up. When you think about entrepreneurs and business owners running businesses that have less than 50 employees, interest rates going up or down really don't have much of an impact. Many businesses tend to have expensive money already, and so maybe interest rates going up should encourage them to consider some other options that they might have. If they're nervous about some of the future decisions that they have to make relative to borrowing money, if they know that interest rates are going up, maybe they, if you're that business owner, maybe you shouldn't delay that decision. Maybe you should get started right now on understanding what financial options you have. So I tend not to freak out when I hear about interest rates going up, but by the same token, I also don't get terribly excited when they go down, because after 20 years of working in the trenches with entrepreneurs and business owners, I can tell you that it's really hard to get money for a business, and just because interest rates have gone up or down doesn't make it any easier or any harder. It's still very difficult to do. So as an entrepreneur, it would be prudent of you to always know, okay, kind of where is the market in terms of interest rates? Are they high? Are they low? Are they going up? Are they coming down? But at the end of the day, you still have to know, okay, can my business afford to take this capital? If we do take this capital to get to the next level or to fix a problem that we're having or maybe to buy out a partner or a competitor, can we afford it? How long is it going to take for us to pay it back? But more importantly, maybe you've heard me say this before, how many customers are we going to have to serve with our product or service in order to not only repay that money, but to get a return from it? So Hearing interest rates are going up as an entrepreneur, business owner shouldn't cause you to freak out. If anything, it should just cause you to get maybe a little bit more serious regarding some of the financial decisions that you might have been postponing or not wanting to make. And so I'm going to finish up today's episode with talking about the kale salad at McDonald's and what that means for your business. And you might think, well, how do we go from economic, poor economic outlooks to interest rates going up to kale salads at McDonald's? And the truth is, I think sometimes it's just nice not to hear a bunch of business lingo and really stiff topics, but sometimes it's just fun to talk about stuff. And I think it's interesting that McDonald's would put a kale salad together, because I'm not sure that, I mean, I grew up with McDonald's, but I'm not sure anyone really thinks of McDonald's in terms of like a kale salad. I think that we think of McDonald's as comfort food. We think of it as fast food. We know that it's cheap. But the other thing is that you would think a kale salad would actually be better and more healthy for you, and it turns out that that may not be the case, that maybe some of the other menu items at McDonald's are better for you than a kale salad. And so what does that mean for entrepreneurs who might be listening to this? It means stick to what you're good at. If you're good at making cheeseburgers, make cheeseburgers. If you're good at delivering a particular product or service, stick to that. Own your marketplace. Become the best in class at providing that particular product or service that your business provides. And the only reason you should be veering from that is because you see an untapped opportunity to leverage the fundamental base of what it is that you do really, really well. And so as I listened to some of the commentary this week on the kale salad, as I read some of the articles, I just found it humorous, because I know as an entrepreneur, I get stuck in chasing shiny things and convincing myself that some of the things I want to do are the things I should be doing. And oftentimes that isn't the case. So I don't know if you struggle with that as an entrepreneur, but maybe you could look into the kale salad in McDonald's issue and see if there aren't some lessons that you can draw from that. So thanks for listening to this episode. I'm glad to have hung out with you for the time that we've had. And hopefully some of the things that you've heard today you've found interesting and worth your time. And I look forward to connecting with you out in the social space. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn, and would love to connect with you and hear about your business. And if you've got any finance-based questions or issues or challenges, feel free to send me a note. Hit me up. I'd love to respond to you and share your question with others who probably have the same question. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.